then they, the smart lady, has to make a bedikah for her and make sure she's Torah. And then ve'nachos b'truma, then they can eat truma. If they're a kahanis, so they could only eat truma if a smart lady checks them out. So Mer says chareshes, having the just time she's deaf, she can't hear. Iyo tidlik nasha, why can't she bedik herself? What's wrong with she can't hear? The tiny we learned. Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says like this: chareshes, lady that can't hear, hoisav ishchenusoi, that she was in the neighborhood. So Lord Dai, it wasn't enough. Shabadekas Yasma, she checked herself out. Elisha Chavruser Royis, she used to check out for Chavrus also. Omaris Law, and the Chavruser, the friends, would check themselves and show her the Bedika, that she was a Boki and knowing the Lochis. So it was Hosmo, the case with Medaberis, she was able to talk. The Ainish Shemash, just she can't hear. So then she still has Das, and then she could do this. Hocha, the Mishnah is talking about the Bishenim of the rest, she can't talk. The Ainish Shemash, and she can't hear. Because it's not like we learned. Cheresh, Adir Chomim B'chom Mokim. Whenever the Chom talk about a Cheresh, you should know the Locher is, it means Eina Shemei V'Eina Medaver. A Cheresh usually means somebody that can't hear and can't talk, deaf and dumb. So then you don't have Das, then you can't take care of yourself. So such a case, that the Mishnah means that she can't take care of herself, then you need a Pikas to take care of her. Hasum, a blind lady, if it's a more ill tiddle than Nash, what's wrong? She can have Das, so let her check herself. The text the chavrata should show the bedikah to a friend. So what's this true? I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Suma in the Mishnah. Whoever learned this, take it out of the Mishnah. It doesn't belong in the Mishnah. It's like a true. A suma, she could take and make her own bedikah and just have to show it to somebody else. Then it says the Mishnah b'shenitra for daito, and Isha had lost her mind. So what's the question? Haynu shaita. It's the same thing as a fool. So Marin says shenitra for daito mach maschel. The Torah says she lost her mind because she became sick. A fool is tam, she's a fool. And it means the same thing, but because of sickness, she lost her mind. So therefore, she cannot make her own bedika. Therefore, the Mishnah says, the Eitzer is, let somebody else check her out. Tana Rabbanan, what about this? What's going to be Kayin Shaita, a person, a man that's a Kayin, that's a Shaita? So Matvilu Naisa, we have to put him into the mikvah. And then, Umachilu Naisa, Truma Lerav, that evening, after it comes Har Hashem, and she becomes Tor, he's Lari Truma. We watch him like until he goes to sleep. Yishim, and once he falls asleep, then Tommy, then he comes Tommy. We have to be afraid, maybe he saw Kerry when he was sleeping, we can't check him out then. Therefore, he can't eat Truma again, until again we put him to the mikvah and watch him till the evening. Lo Yishim, let's say he did not fall asleep. So then Torah, then he remains Torah. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Sadek Oimer. Oysim loy kiss shalor. The Eitzer is, let's make a kiss, like a little wallet, like a little pocket there, that will put around his aver, and even though he sleeps, then we'll be able to see whether he saw carry or not. So Morris says, Omer lo, the Chum said back to Rebbe Lezer of Tzadik, no, kol shekein, shemei ludei chimum. If you put a kiss around the aver, that will make him become warm there, and that will make a tzor there, that will make a carry, so that's not a good Eitzer. Omolehen, they said back to him, Solo Devrechem, according to your reasoning, Shaita in La Takona. That a Shaita has no Takona then. A Kayin's a Shaita, we can never check out to see whether it's really Tommy or not. Omrullah, they said back to him, with the rain, according to your Dibom, Yoshin Tommy, Loishin Tor, and Echnami. That when he's fully goes to sleep, he'll become Tommy. As Kozman is awake, we could see him, then remain Tor. So Devrechem, even according to your words, also, Shem Yiro Tipa Kachad the Tibla Bekiss. What is it going to help you to make a kiss, to make a pocket around the Ava? Lahura, to put making a kiss there, he'll, even if he sees Zara, he'll just be swallowed up in the pockets. You can't tell either. So Moses says, Tona, we learned, Mishum Rebbe's name of Rebbe Loza, that Omru, they meant to say like this, Oysun Le Kish Shomatkis, means make a metal kiss. A metal pocket around him. So if the Zera comes out, he'll be able to see it. It won't be dissolved in the metal. Omer Abaye says, "V'shem Achoshes, it should be made this metal from kappa. Kappa is the better thing to make it from. Kriptana, like we learned. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Yehuda says, Royin Oison Gevulim Shalaisov. This is about the Shir Hoizor. When you have to make from the Mechatis, how much Mayim do you have to have in the Kli to become Tum if you carry it? It says, Kedei Hoizor. Kedei Hoizor means after you put the Hoizos, the roots, into the Kli, so you can't just first put it in, because it dissolves a lot. A lot of the water goes into the roots of this Hoizos. Therefore, the answer is, first put it in and like let it soak all out. Let it be dissolved. And then you need still a Shir Hoizor to be left over. So another way, like he says here, another Eitzri says it, check it out the way he says, Kilu hei nechoshes. Let's look at it as if these gevoilim, these hysap, the roots, are like a copper that does not dissolve at all. So that's how much shir hazoy you have to have after it gets swallowed up into the ezoiv, what's left over, that's called shir hazoy. So just says he's like a mushka, says like nechoshes, that does not get absorbed. Shir also means the kish shibi shal nechoshes. Omer ha-popo. Shema mina from here from this Gemara learn out to say that mechnesayim asur, it's also to wear like hula jockey underwear. Like when the same underwear should be also to wear, because like a kiss, you'd be mechamim yever. For the Ma'ayva Ksiv, the Pasuk says, by Kahanim, the also lehem mechnesay bad, make for them underpants, lechasas boser, with the cover up the boser ever, so you see, you are allowed to wear it. So Mer says, no. How who, those underpants the Kahanim wore, kid a time like we learned. Michnes Kahanim, what type of underpants were the Kahanim wearing? Lamahing Dom, what are they like? Kemin from Mount, like Taika, like an apron like, Shel Proshim, are people that the riders on the horse. What does that mean to say? That it goes up Lamala Ad Masnayim, until the loins, until their thighs, it goes up. Masnayim. Lamat, the bottom Ad Yerichayim, Yerichayim is the thighs. Masnayim is the loins. So it goes from a top to the Yerichayim. V'yesh lehem shnots, and what's that type of straps on it? But v'yein lehem loy beis neck, there's no hole there where the reya comes out. For the beis erev, there's no kiss to hold the aver. Because that's the type of underwear you're allowed to wear, like loose, but not if it's tight, not if it's wrapped around the aver, that type is also to wear. Omer Abaye, Abaye said, roichel gemala, people that ride on camels, is asum lecha b'truma, they'll also teach truma. Because they have to be afraid, since they're mitzchamim, the boss with the camel, maybe they would be mitzi zera. All right, we'll stop here.